So just the hypocrisy here is incredible, that Congress is working on the Protect Our Kids Act, or sorry, the Protecting Our Kids Act, to push gun control. And meanwhile, this Congress of pedophiles doesn't care about our nation's children at all. Nor does Joe Biden, nor does Kamala Harris. It's absolutely the destruction of our country. We are witnessing the rapid dismantling and poisoning of our entire populace and civilization. It's wild. It's wild to witness this. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So Biden has announced that they're doing a new initiative to try to vaccinate every American under the age of 5. He's been pushing this vaccine for the last 2 years. This fucking guy has not talked about anything else aside from pushing this vaccine, which has caused so much damage. They're just censoring all the people who complain about health problems. I mean, this is the intentional poisoning and destruction of a population. We've been taken over. You know, I don't know if it's by China or by aliens or just these adrenochrome psychos have decided to kill us all off to protect their precious planet. This is insane. This vaccine is such a poor performer that 2 years in, now that we have more data, you should not be pushing it on the under 5-year-olds. Period. They should stop pushing this. The government should shut the fuck up about the vaccines already. Those who wanted to take it, took it. Many of them regret it, and that's that. They should shut the fuck up. COVID is over. It's now endemic, not pandemic. It's just going to be here, and you get it, and you recover. Everybody I know has either gotten it or gotten the vaccine. It's over. Biden keeps pushing this. It shows you there is an ulterior motive. This pedophile is targeting our nation's children. And what I said in the last episode, back on the first, is completely true. We no longer have a proper war-fighting force in America. If there were a World War III, we would, like, capitulate. You look at this article the other day. All these people in the National Guard in various states are being discharged. They're being thrown out, those who refuse the vaccine. And many people are just quitting. The line to quit in some states is, like, around the block. Like, you see, how shameful is that? The National Guard headquarters in many states, you see a line of uniformed people, like, blocks long, waiting to quit because they're not going to take the fucking clot shot. This is the worst president we have ever had. Now, Trump, as I've said before, is one of them. Took loans from the Rothschilds in the 1980s, was responsible for Operation Warp Speed, which pushed this mRNA junk in the first place. But what Biden is doing is completely unforgivable. This is the worst quote-unquote leader we've ever had. His obsession with this vaccine is completely unacceptable. And this country will not bounce back from this. This is a betrayal. The federal government has betrayed all of us. Hiding the data on these shitty vaccines, you know, parroting how great it is in the media. It's absolutely disgusting. Instead of putting people up against the wall and shooting them, as they used to do in genocide, right? When the government decides to kill people off, it's called genocide. It used to be they use an army and they shoot the people they don't like. Now they force vaccines on everybody. The word is out on these vaccines. So many young people have been fucked up beyond belief. To push it on the under 5-year-olds so that America has no future, it's the destruction of our people. You're witnessing the destruction of our population, and it's not a hot war. Again, it's not like Russia or China is lining us up against the wall and executing us, but it's a war nonetheless. They didn't take the mRNA vaccine. The Russians and Chinese didn't offer that to their own people. So as a result, their pilots in the military don't get fucking clots when they go above a certain altitude. And their infantrymen aren't constantly out of breath. The vaccine side effects are so disgusting. So completely disgusting. The fact that COVID-19 wasn't stopped is also disgusting. It's not like I'm thrilled that I have long COVID symptoms. Fuck Joe Biden. Fuck Donald Trump. Both pedo boomers owned by the same banking families. This is beyond unacceptable at this point. We are not free in our own country. And I can't even say any of this stuff on TikTok or I'll get banned. We have a big TikTok account now. When I was in New York, we got more than 500,000 views. In 2 days, about 550,000 views. So I'm back. I wasn't even getting that much traffic when I was, you know, at the height of our YouTube days. A good video back then was 50 or 100,000 views. Now, you know, on TikTok, I'll get videos to get 350,000 views. That's a lot of people. That's like the same reach as a nightly cable show on MSNBC. You'll get like the worst show on MSNBC, the least rated, around 350,000, 400,000 people tuning in. That's what I reach just from TikTok. But we can't talk about the vaccine over there because these psychos will ban you. So we don't even have free speech. So many people on social media are trying to get the word out about how the vaccine has injured them, and Facebook bans them. So Facebook, Sheryl Sandberg, and Zuckerberg, completely complicit. The world's largest social network has been clamping down on the truth from day one. This is a poisoning of our populace. It's not acceptable. This is not the role of the federal government to try to fuck everybody over, poison everybody. Not the role of the federal government to play protectionist and slow down crypto. It took the SEC 8 years to approve a Bitcoin ETF. 8 fucking years. Everything else gets approved in 12 to 18 months. These people are sickos. None of you guys listened to me, which is why I'm not more upset. This country cannot be saved. Nobody listened to me. Nobody listened to the other truth tellers. Instead, you guys chose to just suck off Trumpty Dumpty and follow that QAnon bullshit wild goose chase, which I said from early on is just a distraction, just a limited hangout. They give you some juicy stuff, but it's literally these people, you know, playing their little flute to distract you from what's real. And what's real is that John Podesta, who is credibly suspected of child trafficking, this sick satanic guy, like known Satanist, suspected child trafficker. Let's start there. Known Satanist and suspected kitty diddler, and his emails come out, and it's the biggest release of all fucking time. And instead of you guys listening to me, you banned me from everywhere, and only now am I getting a big video platform back. You know, the TikTok stuff is great. 4 years of being banned and treated like the fucking leper, the leper of DC, like there's something wrong with me. No, I just don't like suspected kitty diddlers running our government. So then Biden gets elected, and it comes out in Politico, which is a big news site in D.C., comes out in Politico that John Podesta is personally responsible for at least 60 of the people in the White House. They're like his personnel picks. 60 of the people in Biden's White House are direct John Podesta picks. That's basically who's running this government. This guy's got such a hard-on for harming our nation's children, it's absolutely despicable. I don't even care that he's coming after crypto. His Center for American Progress is anti-crypto, because John Podesta was born into his money. But nobody listened to me. So instead of the Podestas being looked into, fat fucking Tony Podesta, his total degenerate brother, Tony Podesta, recently had an auction where he sold off a toilet camera. These people launder money by selling degenerate art to each other. A fucking toilet with a camera in it. And now that's regarded as art. This country has fallen so low it can't recover, but you can start to speak the truth. Vaccinating under 5-year-olds is completely fucking obscene now that we know how dangerous these vaccines are. Why have the vaccines not been updated? It's not a good approach. They should go back to square one. And now, again, the pandemic's over. Everybody's either caught it or they've gotten the vaccine. It's over. For Joe Biden to be pushing this still shows an ulterior motive. And it's about destroying our country. We no longer have a warfighting force. So many people in the military are injured by these vaccines. And again, at the National Guard level, so many people are resigning or being thrown out, being discharged, because they refuse this narrative. The shots are not good, period. And then what I saw in New York City, I don't really even want to go into because I already discussed it on TikTok. I don't want to bore people. But I walked into a Walgreens, which was like a block away from Park Avenue South, where my hotel was. Park Avenue is the wealthiest, nicest, safest part of New York. If you know Park Avenue from the Monopoly board game, it's the most expensive piece in the game usually, right? But Park Avenue, very nice, the home to millionaires and billionaires. Hotel, right out front, there was an OD. A couple of bums were sitting out there doing drugs. And then one of them OD'd and an ambulance had to come. Of course, they don't arrest these fucks. It's, oh, we have to care for them. So an ambulance comes and they carry on for a while and then eventually, you know, transport the OD guy to the hospital. And then I go to the Walgreens and I'm just waiting in line and some bum fills a shopping cart to the brim. Not a small handheld shopping cart, a big like grocery store shopping cart. Fills it to the brim with beer. They sell beer at drugstores in New York. Fills it with beer and some snacks. Throws a tarp over it. And then just walks out of the fucking store. And people in line are like, did you see that? And I start speaking up. I said to the cashier, are you going to call the police? No, they don't want to hurt the guy's feelings. They don't want to get in trouble. Our country's gone. If that happened in Texas, there'd be a bullet in that fucker's head. There'd be a bullet in his fucking head. Because that's the end of the rule of law. People on TikTok were saying, what's the big deal? So he stole a couple hundred dollars of beer. Why does that affect you? Well, it affects me because I'm waiting in line to pay for my shit. I pay my taxes. I have to work to make money. I have to put out content. I have to do things I don't always want to do. And this guy just gets to take whatever the fuck he wants, five-finger discount, whenever he wants, take it. And nobody says anything because they don't want to offend. Don't want to offend the homeless or the unhoused or whatever you're supposed to call them now. It's the end of our way of life. Law enforcement no longer enforces the laws. The FDA and CDC, 2 years in, are still pushing a fucking poison on our children and our military and our National Guard forces. It's completely ludicrous. There's no, like, quick fix. Even if Trump were 100% a good dude, which he's not, electing Trump in 2024 would not fix the fact that so much of our populace has been fucking poisoned. I've never been more disgusted with this country. Never.
You're listening to Fulcrum News, real news from America and around the world. FulcrumNews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.